السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وآية لهم الأرض الميتة أحييناها وأخرجنا منها حبا فمنه يأكلون وجعلنا فيها جنات من نخيل وأعناب وفجرنا فيها من العيون ليأكلوا من ثمره وما عملته أيديهم أفلا يشكرون سبحان الذي خلق الأزواج كلها مما تنبت الأرض ومن أنفسهم ومما لا يعلمون صدق الله مولانا العظيم. We are in the third ruku of Suratul Yasin. And this in two rukus, just summary of the two rukus. In the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has confirmed and declared that, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whatever people of Makkah accusing you or insulting you or rejecting you, but that you are a true messenger of mine. Innaka laminal mursaleen, and you are on the right path. Ala surati mustaqim. And the beginning few ayat, what with regard to the condition of the Quraysh, the Kuffar of Makkah, that no matter how many evidence and proof of your Risalat and Prophethood you will present in front of them, they are not going to believe you, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through his knowledge, already knows that Hidayat is not in their taqdeer and fate. You don't be disheartened. You have done your excellent job, and whatever was your responsibility, you already deliver it. So, sawaun alayhim aandartum am lam tunzirum la yu'minun. That's the clear cut message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is, you know, anyway, whether you inform them, warn them, or you don't warn them, they are not going to believe, they are not going to bring iman. And what they were accusing you, they are telling you that you are liar, na'uz billah, etc. So this is not new. Previous Ummah also treated their prophets, their messengers in the same way. So whoever came as the Rasul of Allah, he has to go through with this kind of circumstances, difficulties, insult, humiliation, accusation, etc. And to prove that, to confirm Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the second ruku of the Suratul Yasin has given the example of that particular village where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his three messengers together, one after the other. And they were trying, they were preaching, they were inviting, making effort to convince them. But none of that locality or that town, people of the town, anyone accepted Islam. Instead of that, they threaten all these three prophets of Allah that if you don't stop preaching us, then you are just liar. There's nothing revealed to you. You just look like us, and there is no extraordinary. Why we should believe in you, etc. So while they were debating and arguing, that one believer, he was the only one who embraced Islam on this hands of these messengers, who heard about this, and he ran from the out, you know, from the end of the city to protect these messengers or convince his people that you should believe. They are not asking any money or any reward from you people. They are just your well-wishers. They want to protect you from the hellfire. Believe in them, follow them. They are rightly guided people. But then the people of the town did not listen to him. They got mad on him and they attacked on him. They killed him. And that was the Habib Najjar. So when they killed him, then Allah's punishment came onto them in the form of the exclusive sound and the scream. And because of that one scream of Jibreel alayhi salam, all the people of that particular town, they died, distinguished, and they became a kul. So that was the basic message in this two rukus. Now, inshallah, we're continuing in the third ruku. As I said, the main topic of this Suratul Yasin are the three subjects. People of Makkah were not agree to believe in one Allah. they were rejecting Tawheed and oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they were so used to worshipping so many idols for different needs and necessities. They have different shape and different kind of idols. To say it is very hard to believe that one single God can control the whole universe, run the whole universe, and fulfill all the desires and needs of the people. So this fact or this haq and truth was not penetrating in their hearts. So they're refusing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you are accusing our gods and goddesses, you are insulting our gods and goddesses, you are telling they are meaningless and worthless and powerless, they cannot harm and benefit to you, they cannot fulfill your desires. Rather, you believe in one Allah alone, who is controller, creator, sustainer, endurer and of the whole world. So that was the one topic, bigger topic, that it was being debated by the kuffar of Makkah with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The second thing, they refuse to believe Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last messenger of Allah. They did not like it that you are just born in front of us, you grown up in front of us, you have no father, you have no your own house, living with your uncle, you have no property, no wealth, nothing. How we can believe such a poor person of the community is claiming that he is the prophet of Allah? So you are just like us. And we know you, we are more wealthier and stronger than you. Why Allah choose and select you to be his prophet? Why he did not choose the leader of the Quraysh and big person? So that was the second topic, a big issue among the kuffar of Makkah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were rejecting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the prophet of Allah. The third thing was they were rejecting the aqidah and faith of life after death. They did not believe that there is a life after death. They say, no, when person dies, he becomes sand, he finishes and perishes, and he mixes with the sand, and there is no resurrection, there is no second life, there is no life after death. So these were the three major subjects or topics amongst the kuffar and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So as I said in the beginning, in Surah Al-Yasin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in detail and addressed these three major topics. So today in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving the evidence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power that he can resurrect after the death. And this is what is going to give some examples, practical, logical examples, and very strong example from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any layman who has little bit understanding of the thing, he can make it out, and he can say, yes, this is what it is. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, as in the last verse, those people who did not believe these three rasul of three messengers of Allah, Allah destroyed the whole town. No one knows about them. But that one single man, Habib Najjar, who embraced Islam, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated his status, that, immediately, the moment he was killed, he was get entry into the paradise right away. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated his status and made him amongst those who are respectful people of Jannah. So, and until now, it is said that his grave is there in the city Antioch, Antakya, and people from far and wide come and visit his grave. So he is still popular amongst the people. People are still coming and visiting and showing respect towards his grave. Look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him dignity in this world as well as in hereafter, because he brought iman on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is highlighting this aqidah and faith of resurrection. Wa ayatul lahum, they are rejecting. So this is the evidence, this is the proof, this is the great sign of qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lahum al-ard, the great, because we all are walking on the earth 24/7. We are looking at to earth. There is no can be better example to make us understand who has created this earth. We are walking, sleeping, sitting, you know, on the earth all the time. So that was a very simple example for the Bedouin, because no one can deny that he doesn't know about earth. Everybody knows about earth. So Allah has given that simple example. وَآيَةُ لَهُمُ الْأَرْضُ الْمَيْتَةِ, for them the example of the dead land. In summertime, you see there is no grass, or there is no vegetation, there is no plant on the earth, on the land, and it becomes dry. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the rain through His Qudrat and power. And because of that rainwater, أَحْيَيْنَاهَا, after this dead land, we send the rain on it, and through the rain, through the water, it gets irrigated, and أَحْيَيْنَاهَا. The irrigation in the spring season, we see the whole land or mountain which are looking so dead and so dried because of the rain, now it's all become greens. The grass and plants and trees, you know, is growing again. So أَحْيَيْنَاهَا. So we made the dead land alive through the rain. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make a dead land alive through the water, how can He doesn't have power to make a person alive who is dead? The way He made the land, dead land alive again, likewise, He has all the Qudrat and power to make a dead person alive again. And this is the aqidah of life after death. وَأَخْرَجْنَا مِنْهَا, and we brought out from the land, from the earth, حَبَّن, you know, all the crops, barley and wheat, rice, etc. فَمِنْهُ يَاكُلُونَ, they eat, they make a bread, they make the rice every day, and they eat every single day. So every single day, brothers and sisters, this is a very great lesson, practical lesson for us. Every single day when we are eating, whether it's our breakfast or lunch or dinner, this is giving us the lesson. This is a reminder for us. Look, you have the luqma, you have the morsel in your hand. It was nothing before few months. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His Qudrat, has made this land alive and the crops in it. And then now that crops is the, you know, flour and became the bread and rice now is in front of you, or vegetable or fruits, whatever you are eating, that every morsel is the reminder of hereafter. Every morsel which you are eating, putting in your mouth anytime during the day, that is the reminder. Exactly, this is going to happen with you also. You will die and Allah is going to resurrect you, just as this fruit in front of you, just as the vegetable in front of you, just as the wheat and barley and rice in front of you. There was a time there was nothing, but now it is available in your hands. Likewise, it is a reminder for you. Remember your hereafter and prepare for hereafter. وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا جَنَّاتٍ مِّن نَخِيلٍ, and we have made fiha, from the earth, jannat, all the gardens, min nakhil wa anab, the gardens of dates and gardens of grapes. Wa fajjalna fiha min al-uyun, and in between we have made the streams and the rivers. From there they can get the irrigation, they can get the water system, and that's how they can make the fruits. Now why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the example of nakhil, which is dates, and anab, which is grapes, because these were the fruits available in plenty of in Saudi Arabia. The first addressee of the Holy Quran, for the revelation of the Holy Quran, were the Arabs of Mecca. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the example which is familiar to each and every one. They had the fruits more available was the dates. They could understand date very, very well. Likewise, in among the animal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given the example of the camel. أَفْلَا يَنْزُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِّقَتْ, don't they see how Allah ta'ala has created such a mighty animal, camel? Because camel and horses, they were using and looking at every single day. So through that simple example, practical example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drawing their attention towards Him, towards his kudrat in power. So Allah always give the example which even layman, you know, illiterate person also can understand. Very practical and close example of his eyes and on his daily things. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the nakhil, the dates, and the grapes, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made from the same earth which was dead. لِيَأْكُلُوا مِنْ ثَمَرِهِ. This is the qudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they are eating these dates and these grapes and fruits every single day. And this is how they are surviving. وَمَا عَمِلُتُ وَأَيْدِيهِمْ أَفْلَا يَشْكُرُونَ. And they never did, they never made dates. They did not make grapes from their own hands. أَفْلَا يَشْكُرُونَ. Are they not thanking? Are they not showing their gratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yeah, here we have to understand that farmer is only plowing the land, making the land, and then putting the seeds inside, right? And they're just irrigating, just watering it a few times. That is his job. And in that seed, from that seeds, you know, the tree or plant is coming out and is crossing, it is, you know, breaking the earth, small little tiny blade in the beginning, blade of the date or whatever tree or plant it is, or grass, it is the single, you know, blade. And from that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it bigger and bigger and bigger. And then it becomes trunk, and then it becomes branches, is coming up on the earth. And then after a few months or a few days, you see the flowers in it. Then after the flowers, you see the fruits on it. Who is making that fruits? Who is making that flower? Who is putting the sweetness in that fruits? Who is injecting the fragrance in that flower? Who is giving the colors, different kind of beautiful colors to that flower? Is the human being? No. He's only put the seed in the ground and that's it. Now he's watching every day. He's not doing anything on his farm. He just did the initial job. After that, rest of the things is through the qudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a very great lesson for us to understand the qudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's how we should believe. And look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala merciful for human being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us as ashraful makhlukat, best of the creation. And we are khalifatullah fil ard. We are the governors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All other creations, animals, birds, fishes in the oceans, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made for our service. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَىٰ كَثِيرٍ مِمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا تَفْضِيلًا. We have elevated the status of human being and made him controller over the sea, over the oceans, and over the earth, and granted him best of the food, best of the provision, and rest of the creation is subservient to the service of the human being. Right? So look at the dignity and honor of human being. All other animals, if you ponder and think, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made provision for them, they just eat same kind of food in the rest in their entire life. If it is cow or goat or sheep, it's just gonna, you know, eat the grass itself, single, only grass or leaves, right? They don't mix leaves and grass with something else, right? Only single food they eat throughout the life. They don't change their dresses. Whatever skin Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them in the summer and winter and rainy season, they continue with the same cloth, in the same, you know, jersey or whatever they are wearing or skin. They don't change their skin, right? They don't change their foods in winter and summer or in different occasions. Same kind of food, same kind of dress they have entire life. A lion or those, you know, carnival, those who eat the meat, they only eat the meat, single meat, throughout their life. They don't get different kind of meats or they don't put the spice or salt or oil inside the meat and make it, you know, barbecue and then enjoy it. No. Seeing the lion in all these kind of animals, they just eat one kind of meat throughout their lives. No taste, no other things for them, right? But look at the human being. With one vegetable, he's mixing and making so many dishes, so many varieties. With one kind of fruits, they mix other kind of fruits in it and make so many different kind of desserts and juices and what and what. And one kind of meat, goat meat or beef or lamb, whatever he's using, with the one meat, he's making so many dishes, so many delicious and tasteful dishes. So this intellect, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted to human being only. Allah has granted him ability to make experiment on the food and mix it with different spices, sometimes veggie with the meat, meat with the rice, what and what. And there are so many varieties. There are cooking classes available. There are so many, you know, information and books are available on food, how you can make different kind of dishes with a single kind of item. So this, you know, luxury or this taste, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or this intellect, how to make it, is Allah has only granted to human being. So with every, and just brothers and sisters, just imagine with this one morsel of food we are eating coming to our mouth, how many creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has worked on it to make it ready and prepare for us. Earth, wind, rain, water, you know, all this work, this, your crops or the fruits to become ready for us. And then from the farm is what cut off, then it was became flour, and then it became into the market, and then and sisters made a dough out of it, then it's cook it, and then it is in front of us. How many creations, how many creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala work for that one morsel and made it ready and prepared for us. Now we are enjoying that morsel, that food, which Allah's creation has created for us, prepared for us. Isn't it? Allah deserves just to say, just eat with the Bismillah, with the name of Allah. How many of us are cautious when we sit on our dastarkhan on the table and we remember to read Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim or Bismillah wa ala barakatillah? Or do we teach our kids before they put this morsel or any fruit in their mouth, they must begin with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who made it possible, who made it available for us so easy. And granted of the different tastes on our tongue, this is an altogether different topic. How many glands and how many, you know, different kind of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the taste in our one single tongue. This luxury animals don't have. Birds, they don't have. All other creation, they don't have. It is only for the human being. And then after eating this one morsel, which came through with so many channels, so many ways, we should at least say Alhamdulillah. All praise due to Allah. That's all Allah wants. Allah wants us to appreciate His bounty. La in shakartum la azidannakum. And if you thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you show your gratitude towards the bounty and favors for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is beneficial for you. Allah will increase that bounty for you. That's the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La in shakartum, if you show your gratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will increase His bounty. But we are so unmindful, we don't have time, we are so hungry sometimes, we even forget to read Bismillah. After eating, we just wash our hands, we even don't even say Alhamdulillah alladhi atamana wa saqana wa ja'alna minal muslimin. So how unmindful, ungrateful we are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, so we should, before we start our food, we have to teach our kids so they can remember all the time, or you should read louder, so they can, you know, realize that we have to say Bismillah. And towards the end, we have to say Alhamdulillah at least. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Subhanalladhi khalaqal azwaja kullaha mimma tumbitul ardu wa min anfusihim wa mimma la ya'lamun. All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has created the pairs, azwaj, pairs, kullaha, for everything, mimma tumbitul ardu. all those things which is coming out from the ground, which is growing from the ground, they have pair. It is said very famously that dates and papaya, they have male and female. If you only put one tree of date, it's not going to give any fruits. It needs female. Or likewise, papaya, you have to have two trees of papaya. One will be male, other will be female. And that's how it will be connected to each other. And then only fruit will come out. Just like man and woman, when they get married and then the children comes out of spring. Likewise, in the trees also, in the plants also, there are males and female. There are pair. Likewise, Bimma Tumbitul Ard, which is coming out from the ground, we made pairs, opposite pairs. Wamin anfusihim, and look at yourself. We made pairs, Adam alayhi salam, Hawa alayhi salam, and all the male and female from them. So it is what it is. And now in today's time, unfortunately, these gays and lesbians, we don't have to talk about that. They are going against of nature. How can two men can be husband and wife, or two women can be husband and wife? It is totally against of nature. Allah never created people like that. Wamin anfusihim, amongst yourself, you must think how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made. And وَمِمَّا لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, there are lots of millions of creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which we are unaware. There are lots of creation in the oceans. There are lots of creation in the jungles, on the mountains, that we are unaware of their names and their sizes. We didn't even see the birds, so many kind of birds and so many kind of fishes and so many kinds of animals in the jungle. We are unaware. We only know few kind of birds or few kind of animals or few kind of fishes. There are millions of kind of fishes and birds and animals which we don't know. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created all this creation, and they all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made pairs. Likewise, ulama explained the pairs are not even human being, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made opposite, like day and night, darkness and light, healthy and this health and sickness, wealth and poverty. These are also come sadness and happiness. You continue, there are so many examples that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made opposite to each other. So this is the qudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is giving us the lesson that the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a dead land alive, He is able to make a dead person alive, and He will do it before the Yawm al-Qiyamah. And all people who passed from the time of Adam alayhi salam to the last person, they all will be resurrected from their graves, and they will be presented and brought forth in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we'll continue tomorrow. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand and practice upon it. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifuna, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.